It was a split decision this past Tuesday as Republicans took control of the Virginia governorship, but did not oust the Democrat in New Jersey. This is Don Rush. Both were close, with Republican Glenn Youngkin edging out former Democratic Governor Terry McAuliffe in Virginia. We turn to former Salisbury University political science professor Michael Laughlin to take a look at the significance of the outcome.
What's fascinating to me, I think, is the comparison or the contrast between the turnout, the character of the turnout this election, and the character of the turnout in the 2017 gubernatorial race. And what we see is it's a significant increase in turnout overall, but we have a decrease essentially in the urban areas and an increase in the rural areas and in the smaller metropolitan areas. And so that the Republican win takes place in those areas, and the Democratic loss takes place in the reduction, smaller turnout really in the urban area. And the additional feature of what we see is that the swing voters, in particular the suburban voters, shifted Republican this time around rather than Democratic. And therein lies the loss for Terry McAuliffe and the very small victory for Murphy in New Jersey.
So how far are we then away from Trump and the viability of Trumpism? The Republican in Virginia, for instance, seemed to, on the one hand, touch base, not speak ill of him. On the other hand, put some distance. Is he the future in terms of how Republicans may very well handle this in terms of getting the base, that Trump base, but at the same time trying to appeal to that broader, perhaps suburban voter?
Trump was not on the campaign trail, but his message was, and that succeeded in getting this particular candidate elected, Republican elected. That may be the playbook that is used in future elections. So that in that respect, I think this evidence we have here with this election tells us that Trump remains a factor, and Trumpism, think, remains a force as well.
It wasn't a blowout, for instance, in either state.
In this respect, I think that the Democrats shouldn't panic. McAuliffe's loss gives another data point for the history, the tradition, but Murphy's win actually bucks the historical trend. So in that respect, it is a mixed decision, a mixed result, I should say. Nonetheless, I would want to emphasize again that the suburban vote shifted back to Republicans this time around. That should tell us, should tell Democrats in particular, that we're not there yet in terms of a major shift that will be trustworthy going into the future. They remain up for grabs.
Former Salisbury University political science professor Michael Laughlin on the results of the Virginia and New Jersey gubernatorial elections. This is Don Rush for Delmarva Public Media.